You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Scheiße! Nein!
Wait! Of course. It's beating retreat tomorrow. That's your lot, isn't it, David?
My lot, sir?
Well, your former lot, the Royal Marines.
It was a long time ago.
They've been beating retreat in the British Army since James II. It's important, Callan. It's glorious. It's history.
If you say so, Hunter, all it says to me is that men have been needlessly killing each other for hundreds of years.
Sometimes I find your cynicism distinctly underwhelming.
Thank you.
I can see you're in one of your moods, Callan. What you need is some refreshment. The Clarence is closest, I think. We can cut through just here.
Your dry sherry, sir.
Thank you, David. Good health. Well, this is nice, isn't it? It's good to get out of the office once in a while, don't you think?
Would you mind if I asked you a question?
Fire away. Anything you like.
What are we doing?
I don't follow. What do you mean, what are we doing? We're two colleagues enjoying a drink at the end of the working day. We're socialising.
You call this socialising?
Yes, I do.
Are you feeling quite well, sir?
I'm in perfect health, thank you very much, Callan. Why do you ask?
Well, I was beginning to wonder if you'd completely gone off your rocker. We don't socialise, Hunter. We've never socialised.
Well, what do you think we're doing here?
I think you've brought me here to ask me to do something I don't want to do. I think you've brought me out of the office so that I won't make a scene.
What a suspicious fellow you are, Callan. If you must know, I brought you here for two reasons. One, because what I have to say is highly confidential. Only myself and Liz are aware of the details. And two, because I thought a walk past Horse Guards would put you in the right frame of mind for your next little project. The Bugler was an unexpected bonus.
I see. What's the story, then?
You're interested in military history, aren't you? You know about toy soldiers and such like?
Models.
Sorry?
Well, they aren't toy soldiers, they're model soldiers. And I make them, yes.
And what about battles?
War games, yeah. I've fought a few. But you know all this.
Yes, but that may not be enough. What I want to know is, do you understand battles, Callan?
Nobody does. Not until they're over. Then everybody does.
Not bad. Cryptic but accurate. I think you'll do. I've put you down as a military historian. Amateur, of course, and not of the first rank, but competent.
Thanks very much.
Do you think you could sustain that role?
Sustain it where?
St. Giles College, Oxford. There's a conference of historians there. The Military Historian Society. Should be a bit of a treat for you, mixing with the experts.
Yes, most uplifting. Which one do I kill?
Now, always jumping to conclusions. This job is perfect for you, David. You can indulge your passion and learn firsthand from the country's finest minds. Truth be told, you're a very lucky fellow, David.
And I'd be even luckier if I knew what you were on about.
Now, you know how much I dislike it when you resort to vulgarisms. Liz has all the details in a file.
I bet she has.
A yellow file, Callan. Surveillance only, at this point. We'll talk more when you've been fully briefed. Well, come along now, drink your drink and enjoy yourself.
Hello, David.
Good morning, Liz. Have you got that file for me?
You have to lock the door first.
Sorry?
Hunter's instructions. Only you and I are to see the file. It doesn't leave the room, and the door must be kept locked at all times.
Alone with me behind a locked door. People will talk.
Hunter's orders, I'm afraid. I don't like it any more than you do.
Who said I didn't like it?
I know you don't like gossip. Anyway, people will just have to draw their own conclusions.
And sadly, they'll be completely wrong. So, what have we got?
Well, the subject file is yellow, as you can see, so in theory this is a surveillance job.
In theory?
Yes. The man we're concerned with is one of Hunter's private contacts. His name is Routledge, Oliver Stanley Routledge.
Let's see. He's 27 years old, former scholar of St. Giles' College, Oxford, first in mods, first in greats. What does that mean?
It means that Routledge is an incredibly gifted classics student, the creme de la creme.
Thank you, Miss Brodie.
Oh, how I loved that film. Anyway, he's a very bright boy.
Says here that he's an expert in philosophy as well as Greek and Latin. Hey, look at this, he's also a rugger blue. I say, Mummy and Daddy must be proud.
Oh, don't mock the poor man, you don't even know him.
Ignore me. I'm just jealous, that's all. Right then, he's now a reader at Durham University with two homes, one up north and another in Oxford. That's it. So why all the cloak and dagger stuff? Oliver Stanley Routledge is a clever clog, so what?
That's the Janet and John stuff. It gets more interesting when you look at the Hunter archive.
Are you telling me Hunter has his own private filing system?
Oh, I'm not telling you anything, David. That would be very wrong. Now, look here.
Here we go. That's more like it. I see that Hunter decided to put Routledge's brains to good use.
That's right. He was recruited as a cipher expert a few years ago. As you can imagine, he turned out to be pretty good at decoding. But now Hunter is worried that the East Germans might try to lift him and take him over there.
And why would Hunter think that?
An informant. Hunter was contacted by an SSD agent who wanted to go double. As a gesture of good faith, he offered the information that Routledge would be kidnapped and taken to East Germany soon. Unfortunately, the agent was killed by his own side before he could tell how and when this was going to happen.
That sounds like the SSD. They're not fond of taking prisoners.
Oh, Hunter was furious. That's why he's been so cheerful lately.
I'm sorry. Could you run that by me again?
He does it all the time. Hunter hates the idea of any kind of attack on members of our side. He goes berserk. The only way he can deal with it is by putting up a barrier of exaggerated whimsy. It's all an act. He's such a child underneath all that bluster.
He wouldn't take it too well if one of his own was lifted from under his nose, that's for sure.
Have you seen enough?
Yeah, probably.
Good. Oh, Hunter wants to see you as soon as we're finished. Well, off you go, then. I'll lock up.
Come in, Callan. Take a seat.
Sir.
You're up to date?
I think so. Liz has shown me the files.
Good. First thoughts?
The East Germans want to steal your blue-eyed boy. You don't know when, and you don't know how. All we can do is supply a nanny.
My feelings exactly. The only problem is, he won't suffer protection. We have to sneak you in under the wire.
As a military historian.
Indeed. Ever heard of Santrum House?
No, but it sounds posh.
You know, I detest that word. Santrum House is near Oxford. It is the home of the Earl of Burgos, whose ancestor, Sir Harry Davenant, took part in several spectacular victories during the Peninsular War, which resulted in him being granted the earldom.
Rich pickings.
The current incumbent is a noted authority on his great-great-grandfather's exploits. Every year he invites members of the Military Historian Society to a dinner after their conference at St. Giles College. It should be lovely there this time of year. The roses will be at their best.
Seems an unlikely place for a kidnap attempt. Are you sure they're planning to lift him from Oxford?
We have him thoroughly watched and bugged at his place of work. The SSD know that. They have few other options.
Then why not have Routledge watched and bugged in Oxford?
Because I want this thing out in the open, Callan. I want whoever has been sent to do it utterly destroyed. An attempt made here on my own territory. I won't tolerate it, David. I want the SSD to understand that.
If you don't mind me saying so, sir, they seem to be going to a hell of a lot of trouble for one cipher expert.
He's the best one alive, Callan. He's broken every KGB and SSD code there is. Routledge is extraordinarily valuable. That's why I kept his existence a secret, even from you.
Does he go abroad much?
Unfortunately, yes. He travels quite a lot.
Surveillance?
When I can. But he's difficult, David. Truth be told, the man's a damned prima donna.
So, the SSD could have reached him already.
I have him checked from time to time. There's not a lot more I can do.
It could be. It isn't enough.
With the Routledges of this world, one is forced to take risks. Risks I wouldn't even contemplate with others. The Americans have offered me any price I want for him. But he's priceless.
And yet, you're putting him at risk.
I have to, David. No man can be protected indefinitely. And Routledge least of all. The young fool's been warned time and time again what could happen, but he just won't listen. In such a situation, even a genius must take his chance.
And his minders.
Quite so. The SSD plays rough. Some of their methods are so barbaric they even bother the KGB. You'll need to be careful, David.
Back up?
Nothing official, I'm afraid. This has to be kept close-hauled. Only you, Liz, and myself know of Routledge's true role in the section's work and the current threat against him. It's an exclusive club, David. I don't want there to be any more members.
How much do I owe you?
That'll be 9 bob, sir.
Keep the change. Tell me, is it always this quiet in Oxford?
Well, you know, sir, they've all gone down.
They've what?
The students have all gone home, the mummy and daddy. Summer vacation. Normally you can't move for the beggars. And their bloody bicycles. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Good afternoon, sir.
My name's Callan. Here for the Military Historian Society Conference.
Dr. Callan, is it, sir?
Mister. Mr. David Callan.
I see, sir. Give me a moment while I check the list. Ah, yes. Here we are, sir. You're with Dr. Odger's group. Your rooms are on the first floor, number 15. Up the stairs and follow the corridor to your right. You'll have to carry your own bag. I can't leave the gate unattended.
But this place is deserted. There's no one else in sight.
Can't help that. If I wasn't here, anybody could come strolling in, and we can't have that, can we?
Heavens, no. Some of them might not even have been to grammar school. Whatever next? Just a minute. Who is it?
My name's Dr. Odgers.
Just one tick. Dr. Odgers. Sorry about that. I was just unpacking, putting a few things away. Do come in.
Of course. Sorry to disturb you.
No, not at all. I've been expecting you. Please, find yourself a seat.
These undergrad rooms have come a long way since I was a fresher.
Really?
Oh, yes. Carpets on the floors. Your own art on the walls. Times have changed.
Seems the regular occupant is a Buddhist by the look of his taste in posters.
Indeed, and it would appear from the trophies that his other passion is cricket. It's a peculiar mixture, don't you think?
Yes, most odd. Must be an interesting chap.
Hunter tells me you're not a university man yourself, Mr. Callan.
Me? Oh, God, no. I mean, I didn't get the chance.
Quite so. Well, I'm afraid he's asked me to put you through your paces, so to speak.
My paces?
On the Peninsular War.
And what's that?
I'm sorry to say it's a little test. 20 questions on the battle for control of the Iberian Peninsula during the Napoleonic Wars. Did Hunter not tell you about it?
No. Somehow must have slipped his mind.
Probably didn't want you worrying about it in advance. Shall we begin now? 30 minutes should give you ample time, I think. I'll just sit quietly and invigilate. Bash on as if I wasn't here.
He does like his little tests, old Hunter. Always has the best interests of his staff at heart. What an all-round decent chap. I can't wait for the opportunity to return the favour. I do like a challenge. Right. Let's get it over with.
Yes. Interesting set of answers.
Tell me the worst.
Well, I must say, Mr. Callan, I'm very impressed. You really know about this stuff, don't you? Hunter had absolutely no cause for concern.
Well, you know Hunter. Always concerned about other people's welfare.
Yes, but some of the detail in your answers was quite remarkable. For a non-scholar. Especially your knowledge of uniforms and equipment. You have a tremendously organised mind.
Thanks. Would you like a drink? I've got some scotch somewhere.
Well, I'd normally have a dry sherry around this time, but any port in a storm, eh?
Here it is. How would you like it?
Oh, just as it comes.
A bit rough and ready, but I expect we'll manage quite nicely. Here you are.
Cheers. You know, Callan, I'm quite sure I could have made an historian out of you quite easily.
Just wasn't to be, I suppose.
A mind like yours is highly unusual. What does Hunter make of you, I wonder?
Listen, Dr. Odgers, I know you worked for the section during the war. I also know you've got a high security clearance, maybe even higher than mine. But I really don't think I could tell you what my boss thinks of me. It just wouldn't feel right. Let's just say I'm the man who's been given the job of keeping Routledge alive.
Yes, Routledge. There's another remarkable young man. Really quite extraordinarily gifted. Do you think you can perform this task that Hunter has set for you?
I must. I have no choice.
But setting the mandamus aspect aside, there's always the possibility that you will fail.
Then I'll die. And so will Routledge.
Only the dead cannot be hurt. At my age, one prefers one's battles to be already fought and over.
Like I said, I have no choice.
Port or brandy, sir?
I'll stick with the wine, thank you.
Port for me, please. Thank you.
Here, Odgers. Your friend Callan's a peninsular man, isn't he?
That's his specialty, yes.
Well, I wouldn't call myself an expert, Dr. Routledge.
The thing is, I'm trying to persuade Etherson here that Caesar's Gallic Wars were exactly the same as Napoleon's Peninsular Wars, inasmuch as they were both intended to crush political opposition at home. Would you agree?
As far as I'm aware, the political problems at the time were in Spain, not France. Many of the Spanish artisans were strongly opposed to an alliance with Napoleon. That's why Bonaparte referred to the campaign as the Spanish Ulcer.
You're right, Mr. Callan.
About the political problems?
No, about the fact that you're not an expert. Come on, Etherson. We'll continue this discussion in the senior common room. Bring your brandy, if you must.
What a charming bloke.
I wouldn't worry about it. He's like that with everybody. It's Etherson I feel sorry for. He's been having his ear bent all night, and it looks like he's to get no relief. Fancy a stroll in the gardens? They'll be allowed to smoke in a minute, and it plays havoc with my asthma.
I think a change of air might do me good.
Routledge is a very determined young man.
He didn't drink any alcohol during dinner. Not even wine.
You find that significant?
Not especially. It's just a fact.
He wishes always to be fit. And he is fit. Fit for almost anything he may wish to achieve.
Yeah, Hunter thinks so too.
Hunter always had a high regard for excellence. Now, about Santa and Haas. We shall be visiting tomorrow. And, as you know, the Earl, like yourself, has a profound preoccupation with Napoleon.
Down! Are you all right?
What on earth's happening?
Quiet.
What's that in your hand? Is it a gun?
Well, he's got one. Fair's fair.
Look. There's shadow moving.
It isn't moving anymore.
Is he moving?
I wouldn't think so.
You're right. Two neat little holes. And to think I was foolish enough to inquire what Hunter had made out of you.
Definitely dead.
I'll take your word for it. Pity, though.
I know. He might have talked.
Well, that too, of course, but I was rather thinking of the embarrassment that will surely ensue when he's found supine on the college lawn.
Good point. We'll have to move it. We'll use that.
You're not serious.
Do you feel up to giving me a hand?
I wouldn't miss this for the world. I've done many strange things in my time, but I've never used a punt to transport a dead body from the college green. Marvellous. Eat your hearts out, you Bullingdon boys.
You steady on. Right, let's try to shift him.
Oh, gracious.
Those weeds over there should do the trick. We'll glide in slowly.
You're a man of the most unusual talents. I can't believe I said I might make an historian out of you.
Make sure you hold on. I don't fancy fishing you out of the drink.
Oh, no, that'll be too much, even for me. I've got his feet. I'm getting a little old for lifting dead weights.
We're nearly there. One more push. Yeah.
push it down with the pole. And then if it gets sufficiently saturated, he won't float away.
You've obviously done this before.
Oh, no. I saw it in a film once. Alistair Sim, I think.
Yeah. There. He's pretty well wedged in.
Well done. Ooh, how thrilling.
I'll have to phone Hunter. He'll be able to deal with this quietly if we give him enough time.
There's a phone in the porter's lodge.
No, not there. Better if it's a call box.
Yes, of course. There's one on the corner, just outside the main gates.
Charlie here.
It's me. Hodges and I had a visitor. He came with an unwelcome gift. I had to send him away.
I see. Where is he now?
Gone for a swim. But you'll find him taking his ease among the herbaceous borders of the riverbank, directly opposite St. Giles.
I don't like this, Callan. There should have been no visitors. Are you sure he came to see you and no one else?
Me or Rogers. There was no one else around.
Leave it with me.
What the hell? Who's there?
It's Ramsay. I want to talk to you.
Oh. It's rather late, Dr. Routledge.
Open the door, man.
It's awfully late, Dr. Routledge. I was just turning in.
Don't give me that. You're working for Hunter, aren't you? You may know some stuff about the Peninsular War, but he sent you here, didn't he?
What? Who? I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about, Dr. Routledge. Would you like to come in and have a drink?
No, I would not. I want to talk about Hunter.
Hunter? Hunter. A boy at my school? Yes. Now I remember him. Terrible adenoids. We used to call him Snuffy Hunter. Is that who you mean?
Not a boy, Callan. A man. Whatever else he is, he's a man. He sent you here to bodyguard me. Now I want you to go back and tell him that I don't need you.
Me? A bodyguard? That's ridiculous. Do I look like a bodyguard?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you do. Go back and tell Hunter I said so.
I'm sorry, Dr. Routledge, but I'm no bodyguard.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I know it's you.
But how?
Observe facts. Inferences. Now, I'm asking you nicely to please go away.
Well, that's charming, that is. I think this calls for reinforcements. Gotta stop coming in here. Oh, it smells almost as bad as he does. Come on.
Hello, Honest Eddie's bookmakers you can trust.
Can I speak to Lonely, please?
This isn't a bleeding answering service, you know.
I know that, love. Sorry, but this is urgent.
Oh, bleeding liberty, hang on. Lonely, somebody urgent for you, believe it or not.
Oh, sorry, Gloria, it's not my fault.
The bleeding ears, is it, bleeding liberty?
Hello, Mr. Callan.
How do you know it was me?
She said it was urgent. Nobody else ever wants me that bad.
I wish I'd never asked. Listen, mate, I want you to come to Oxford.
Oxford? Oh, I couldn't nick anything in Oxford. That's all parsons and students. Bad luck to feed from a parson, and students ain't got nothing worth nicking.
What are you talking about? Listen, you remember that bloke who was on our landing? 6 months for insulting behaviour. He was at Oxford.
So he was. But he wasn't a parson, was he?
Never you mind what he was. You get yourself down here.
Just as you say, Mr. Callan.
Good lad. Just do as you're told, and you'll cop 50 quid.
What about me ex...
You look like a man who is a bodyguard masquerading as an academic.
On the contrary, I can't possibly look like a bodyguard because I am not one. Ergo, a bodyguard does not look like me.
Nice try with the ergo thing, but I still think you're the one who's been described as a bit of a bounder. Oh, look, here comes the host.
Excuse me, my dear. I'm going around warning people.
Oh, dear.
Yes. It's a buffet supper, I'm afraid.
I see.
Not mad about them myself. But with the servant shortage, the way it is, what else is one supposed to do?
Well, it's not a problem to me, Lord Burgos. I'm quite fond of a good buffet, as a matter of fact.
Decent of you to say, sir. Damned decent. Are you a peninsula man, Mr...
Oh, no, he's a bodyguard.
My name is Callan, and although I hate to contradict my friend, I do have an interest in the Peninsula War.
Oh, good. Good. I dabble a bit myself, you know. Let's you and I talk later,
That would be lovely.
Mind, I insist upon it. Look after him, Conchita.
See you later, Your Lordship. Conchita?
Lady Conchita Sarah Elizabeth Davenant, to be precise.
Well, I'd hardly have recognised you in your jeans and T-shirt.
Don't let appearances deceive, Mr. Callan. I know I shan't. The first Earl married a Spaniard called Conchita, so there's been one in the family ever since. God knows why. They gave each other hell. Conchita! What a name! It means little shell.
The shell on the seashore? Or the one that blows up in your face.
Oliver's right. You really are a bit of a bounder. What's your first name?
It's David.
David Callan. I like it. Better than bounder bodyguard.
Conchita? Conchita?
Here comes your friend.
Oh, goody. Just in time. I'm running out of scotch.
I've been looking all over for you.
And you found me at just the right moment. Be a sweetie and get me another drink.
With pleasure.
Well, that was strange.
Really? Why?
He didn't even scowl. And usually Oliver hates to see me drink.
Is he a Methodist?
God, no. But he is a control freak and massively into physical fitness.
Is that something you have in common? The physical fitness, I mean.
Absolutely not. I smoke like a chimney and drink like a fish. It's the only way my head can cope with all the injustice in the world.
Injustice? At Santrum House? Does his lordship know?
Don't get me wrong. I love Daddy dearly, but I despise everything he and his class stand for.
It's your class too.
Don't I know it? But that was just an accident of birth. I loathe the establishment. They're just a bunch of bandits who steal from the people and call it privilege. As far as politics goes, I'm as red as Castro.
And does Routledge share your passion?
Supports me in what I believe. Oh, here he comes now.
In which case, I'll make a tactical withdrawal. See you later, I hope.
Salmon, capon, roast beef and salad. Buffet's splendid, eh, Callan?
The way the Earl apologised for it, you'd have thought it would be pickled onions and salted peanuts.
And his Santa Mignon's quite superb.
Much like his daughter.
Lady Conchita, yes. Quite stunning, isn't she?
Nobody warned me about her politics.
She does take her avocation a little too seriously, I admit. strikes a rather jarring note, don't you think? As a matter of fact, I'm quite surprised to see her here at all. I thought she'd still be at the peace conference.
Peace conference?
One of those third world things where rich young Britons and Americans have a high old time denouncing their parents. This last one was in Amsterdam.
An interesting place to meet new friends. Routledge seems very keen on her.
Is that so? Well, one was beginning to suspect the young Oliver was beyond all human emotion. Oh, look, there's old Boomer Fotheringham. Haven't seen him for years. He's a St. John's man, you know. I'll grab him before the Spotted Dick. Boomer! Boomer, you old goat!
They do eat, don't they?
Oh, your lordship, yes. I think you were worrying for nothing. They all do seem to be enjoying the buffet.
I sometimes think I'm the only historian left who gets three decent meals a day. You like the Centimillion?
Very much.
I'm glad. Our young perfectionist drinks water, you know.
Who?
That fellow by the Romney, Routledge. Only drinks the stuff you wash in. Not good for my Conchita, young Routledge. Don't care how clever he thinks he is. She's very like the first Conchita, you know.
Is that so?
Not in looks, mind. The first one was short and dark. And pretty fat, actually. But the first Conchita was also a confused but lovable brat. Not exactly the ideal mate for a man of action. That's why she and the first Earl rowed at every possible opportunity. No. My Conchita has no future with Routledge. No future at all.
Is that an observation, your lordship? Because it sounded like an instruction.
It's an old man's wish, Callum. She's taken up good works, you know.
Is that so surprising?
On the contrary. It is to be expected. Look around you at the paintings. Vermeer, Goya, Romney. She lives among such ridiculous treasures. She wouldn't be human if she didn't question the decadence.
And where does Conchita undertake these good works?
Private hospital for the mentally disturbed over by the parks, somewhere. She trudges along there on Wednesdays and Fridays. I hope to God she's not mentally disturbed herself.
She seems perfectly sane to me.
And you seem perfectly sane to me, Mr. Callan. What the hell do I know, eh? I suppose you'll have to start shepherding these gluttonous oafs into their sharabanks. But you come and see me again. We can dine properly. I really would like to chat about the peninsula one of these days.
Yeah? I'd like that very much.
You got in all right, then?
Piece of cake, Mr. Callan. Over the wall, past the shrubbery, up the drainpipe, through the window. Child's play.
You sure nobody saw you?
Of course I'm sure. I've been sat here in the dark for an hour and a half.
Do you want a glass for your beer, or are you happy to drink it from the can?
Oh, no thanks, Mr. Callan. Tin beer's like fish and chips. Tastes better out the wrapper.
I bow to your expert knowledge. Cheers. So, did you get it?
Of course I did. Beats me why you think I couldn't.
You're not niffing.
Went back to me digs and had a bath after I'd done the job, didn't I? You know I like to keep myself fresh, Mr. Callan.
Oh, yeah. Like Derry and Tom's perfume counter. Let's have it, then.
Here you go, Mr. Callan. 2 airline tickets and 2 passports. And I'll tell you something else and all. There was 2 grand cash in the case they was kept in.
You didn't nick it, though?
Certainly not. I did just like you said. Left the lot. Crying shame it was.
Well, let's see what we've got. Passports in the name of Oliver Routledge and Conchita Davenant. And 2 tickets to Berlin-Schönefeld. These flights are for Thursday. That's the day after tomorrow. I wonder why they want to go so soon.
Maybe they got a cheap deal.
Where they're going, there's no such thing as a bargain. Yeah. You've done well, old son. That's 50 quid and 10, 20, 30 for fares, food and fun. How's that?
2 grand there was in that case, Mr. Keller. All in used notes.
Console yourself with the fact that you've done some honest thieving. Right, on your way. I've got to nip out to make a phone call.
I'll walk out with you.
No, you bloody well won't. You'll leave the same way you came. If someone sees you leaving with me, they'll wonder how you got inside in the first place.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Mr. Kellen.
No wonder you're always getting nicked.
There's no need to be nasty.
Charlie speaking.
It's me. It looks like your friend and his mate are planning on leaving the country sooner than we thought.
How do you know?
I've come across some airline tickets.
Destination?
East Berlin.
Departure date?
The day after tomorrow.
That is most inconvenient. I want them stopped.
By what means?
By whatever means necessary, that's all.
Of course.
Callum! Thank God.
Dr. Rogers?
I've just talked to the Earl. He's extremely concerned.
Don't tell me it's Conchita.
Yes. They have a system, you see.
A system? What sort of system?
He hates her working at that mental hospital, but he finally agreed to it only when she promised to check in with him regularly, every hour on the hour. That was the deal.
And she's missed a call.
She's missed 3. He asked me to find you and to tell you.
Do you know where this place is?
I do. We can use my car. It's over there. By the entrance to the quad.
Okay, but no more running. I don't want to have to drop you off at casualty on the way.
Look at this place. Dark, threatening and ugly. It's like a vast Victorian workhouse.
From the outside, it puts me in mind of the Lubyanka in Moscow. I wonder if the interior is similarly horrific.
You mean to say you've been inside the Lubyanka? It's huge. How are we going to find her?
Never overlook the obvious. We'll ask at reception.
Oh.
What did you expect? Plastic explosives and a team of commandos?
Good afternoon. We're seeking one of your volunteers, Lady Conchita Davenant. Have you any idea where we might find her?
Do you have an appointment? I mean, we allow visitors for patients, obviously. But it's highly unusual for volunteers.
I am Dr. Odgers. This is my colleague, Mr. Callan. Her father is sick and wishes to see her. I'd really rather explain it to her in person.
Dr. Odgers? Oh, yes, well, that's a different kettle of fish altogether. Let me see now. Conchita usually helps out in the art room. It's good therapy, you know. For some of them.
And where is that?
Oh, yes. You need directions, don't you? Through these double doors to the bottom of the residence corridor. Take a right at the end and the door facing you is the art room. You'll need a passkey. I'll have to give it to Dr. Odgers, though. Strictly medical staff only.
I'll be sure to return it. We won't be long.
I didn't know you were an expert.
At what?
lying through your teeth.
I don't know what you're talking about, Callan. I am a doctor, and the Earl is sick. Sick with worry about his daughter's welfare.
Tell it to the judge.
What a dreadful place this is. Can you hear that poor soul?
Unfortunately, yes. This is no hospital, it's a torture chamber.
Come on, it's that door there.
You open the door, then stay back. I'll go in to check it out. Hurry!
Dear God, he's got her by the throat.
Let go of her, Routledge.
Callan, it must be my lucky day.
Oh, my dear.
Take her away, Dr. Rogers. He's not interested in her anymore. It's me he wants to kill.
I warned you to stay away from me, Callan.
So you did. Problem with me is, I just don't listen. Throwing furniture, Routledge. It's wanton vandalism. You should be ashamed.
I knew Hunter had sent you. I'm going to squeeze the life out of you.
Watch him, Callan. He's as strong as an ox.
You bastard!
You worried about your looks? The broken nose is an improvement.
Who can fight dirty, Callan? Come on, Callan. Get up. I want to put you down again. Come on! Get up! No!
This is horrible. You have to stop them.
Too late, my dear. It's over.
He looks dead. He can't be. It was just a fight.
Yeah. He's quite dead. I knew it when I hit him. I'm sorry, there was no other way. He would have killed me.
He just asked me to run away with him. I told him no, but he was furious. You must. He said you must. Then he attacked me.
Get her out, Dr. Rogers. Take her home and tell her father that Routledge is dead. But don't tell anyone else.
What was that place?
The hospital. It was the dead spit of the Lubyanka. You may remember, Hunter, the KGB held me there for over a month.
Of course, I remember.
And it fitted Routledge like a glove. It was what he was for.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean. You find a strange use for architecture.
Yeah. Well, I'm tired, aren't I?
How did you know about Routledge?
Lonely gathered a few facts for me.
The airline tickets? You didn't think they could have been at the girl's instigation?
No, I didn't. Her passport was a forgery. That would have been unnecessary. And there was something else.
What?
Somebody knew who I was, remember? Somebody called an SSD goon to shoot me that night I was in the gardens with Odgers. That meant that someone had access to the file on me that the KGB gave to the East Germans.
That could have been the girl.
I talked to her father about her. He told me Conchita was a confused but lovable brat. Not the type for a man of action like Routledge.
So?
So Routledge wasn't supposed to be a man of action, was he? He was supposed to be a university lecturer, a don, no more than that. Even I believed that until I saw him trying to throttle the Earl's daughter. And yet, the Earl himself had Routledge tagged as a man of action. Don't worry, Hunter. The girl's clean.
You're exhausted. You need some early nights.
I don't want to make the nights any longer, Hunter.
Even so, go home and get some rest.
I haven't finished.
I rather think you have.
I said the girl's clean.
And I heard you.
But the Earl isn't. How long has he been working for you?
I consult him from time to time.
He set me up to kill his daughter's boyfriend.
No, Callan. That was my order. The Earl advises me on Oxford academics occasionally, no more. It was he, in fact, who first suspected that Routledge might go double.
And you didn't tell me?
I didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. Here, have another drink. Let's move on.
He suspected that Routledge was guilty and used his daughter to prove it.
You did a good job, Callan. Leave it at that.
Good job. Yeah, I killed him. But I've been thinking, if he'd gone to trial, Conchita Davenant would have been up to her pretty neck in scandal.
Then her father will be obliged to you, as am I.
Tell me something. Are you related to him by any chance?
I sometimes forget how astute you are. But we've talked enough. Please go away. David?
Yeah?
The Earl has asked me to tell you he'd really like you to dine with his daughter and himself.
His daughter any time. But not the Earl. Somehow, I don't think I'm quite ready for him yet.
As I said, astute.
Is everything okay, David? You look dreadful.
Thank you for that.
What I mean is, you look tired. Was it so bloody in Oxford?
It's always bloody for us foot soldiers.
Come on, David, you're much more than that.
Oh, no. No, I'm not. And what's more, I don't want to be. Ever.
Good night, David.
Good night, Liz.
Listening to Callan, File on a Difficult Don by James Mitchell, adapted by Peter Mitchell. Callan was played by Ben Miles, Hunter, Nicholas Briggs, Liz, Jane Slavin, Lonely, Frank Skinner, Odgers, Nicholas Day, Routledge, Jason Norger, Conchita, Imogen Church, Earl of Burgos, Michael Gibson. All other parts were played by members of the cast. Director, Samuel Clemens. Script editor, John Dorney. Producer, Emma Haig. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.